that happens in life can happen in a show. You can make them laugh, you can make them cry. Anything, anything can go.
Welcome to your weekend. This is Weekend Showcase, your North State Arts Magazine. I'm Tom Kinney. On stage through Sunday at Butte College, the musical Sweet Charity, about an optimistic young woman who's looking for love and a way out of her tawdry life in New York's Times Square during the swinging 1960s. We'll talk with the show's director and with talented cast members who are having a great time acting, dancing, and singing in this production.
There's just a spark to what you're doing. You can't help but have fun with the choreography that's involved with this style.
Happy Thanksgiving, and I hope you're giving thanks.
And on today's program, we'll hear Chico musician-songwriter Amir Malik performing the song that he wrote for the Thanksgiving season. That's coming up over the next half hour here on Weekend Showcase. Stay tuned. First, here's Brian Mall with the North State Arts Calendar.
At Reading's Riverfront Playhouse, A Dickens Christmas Carol, A Traveling Travesty in two tumultuous acts. The Stikes Upon Thump Repertory Theater Company is embarking on their 15th annual farewell tour of the Dickens tale. Mayhem ensues as this professional troupe scrambles to keep the show going, as everything that could possibly go wrong does. Catch this capricious comedy tonight or tomorrow at 7:30 or Sunday at 2 o'clock. In Reading and Weaverville, you can get your holiday season started with Welcome Christmas. This dynamic musical celebration features Simpson University Chorale and Trinity Repertory Singers in collaboration with Weaverville Community Chorus and Orchestra. This concert includes Magnificat by Johann Sebastian Bach, Meckham's Seven Joys of Christmas, plus other lively carols. The first performance is tonight at 7:30 in Reading at the Church of the Nazarene. Then on Sunday, the concert moves to Weaverville's Trinity Alps Performing Arts Center, where the music starts at 3:15. Tuesday, the State Theater in Red Bluff presents Canadian tenor Ken Levine. Joined by a four-piece ensemble, Levine takes his audience on a musical journey recounting his personal campaign to sing at Carnegie Hall with the New York Pops. Join this powerful singer for an evening of music and stories. Tuesday, starting at 7:30. On the walls of the Orland Arts Center, the exhibit Fields, Farms, and Fantasies, featuring works by painter Dolores Mitchell, ceramist Margaret Allen, and art photographer Ann Mitchell. Gallery is open Tuesday through Saturday, 1 to 6, closed Thanksgiving Day. On Chico Gallery walls, 1078 Gallery features the exhibit Interference with the work of New Zealand-born artist Jay Powells. His activist paintings and drawings partially show and partially obscure troubling images from the world scene. Gallery hours are 12:30 to 5:30, Friday and Saturday. For an experience that's richer, funnier, and bigger than life itself, see the musical Big Fish at Paradise's Theater on the Ridge. Edward Bloom always has a tall tale to tell about his wild exploits, filling the stage with a witch, a giant, a mermaid, and other fanciful characters. This show was on Broadway just 2 years ago, and now it's in Paradise. Tonight and tomorrow at 7:30 and Sunday at 2. In Oroville, the Birdcage Theater ends its run of the Neil Simon romantic comedy Barefoot in the Park. Performances are tonight and tomorrow at 7:30, with a final show Sunday at 2. The Butte College Theater Department presents the Tony Award-winning musical Sweet Charity. Tom talks with the director and members of the cast right after this calendar. Wednesday, Grass Valley Center for the Arts presents world-renowned trumpeter, bandleader, and singer Hugh Masekela, joined by longtime musical cohort pianist Larry Willis. These two will take you on a grand voyage through the Great American Songbook. The evening before Thanksgiving, listen to this pair of master musicians starting at 7:30. That's the calendar for this week. Have a great Thanksgiving. Roman philosopher Cicero points out that a thankful heart is not only the greatest virtue, but the parent of all other virtues.
Well, those hostesses want you to spend a little time at the Black Box Theater on the Butte College campus. They're doing Sweet Charity, one of the most popular musicals. I'm talking with the cast and with the director, Barry Piccinino. Hi, Barry.
Hi, Tom.
You've been with the Butte College Drama Department for almost 40 years, done a lot of productions. This is your last musical. How did you choose this one to be your last musical with Butte College?
Well, Tom, it was a very difficult decision being my last musical. After doing so many shows, starting at the old Chico Center and then, of course, shows on Paradise, the Performing Arts Center, and now in our beautiful Black Box Theater, probably the reason I've chosen this because we have such talented, gifted actors who can dance and sing and act. And since we did Chicago in the past, and also Cabaret, this is very similar. So that's probably the reason. And there's a lot of roles for women in this particular show.
Well, this show, Sweet Charity, was originally choreographed by Bob Fosse. So there's that whole Bob Fosse style. So if people liked the productions of Cabaret and Chicago, which were very popular shows here at Butte College, I guess they'll like this, right?
That's right, Tom. I mean, it's the same Fosse style. Melinda Bozan, she's worked with me probably 18 years. She's just an amazing person who choreographed and worked very hard with the dancers and put her own twist to a lot of it. But a lot of it is that Fosse kind of style. You cannot do Big Spender. You cannot do Rhythm of Life. You cannot do the whole Frug without that Fosse kind of stylistic movements to it. So we're really happy to put this on for our student body and our community.
How many people in the cast of this show? It's a big show.
Yeah, it's about 24 actors. A lot of the actors playing, I would say, three or four parts.
And you got a lot of dance.
Right from the start, it goes right into one of the big numbers, Big Spender. And it is one of those songs you'll leave the theater humming. Music by Cy Coleman, wonderful tunes, beautifully written back in the 1960s.
And you're going to hear all this music with a live orchestra, right?
That's right. We do have an 11-piece orchestra. So I think the student body as well as the community get a sweet deal because they get to see this incredible dancing and singing and costumes. It's a little bit of a nostalgic play. You go back to the 60s, especially with Rhythm of Life. You know, they're dressed in that style. The time when we were wearing tie-dyes and, you know, the time of the hippie movement and the British invasion. I mean, the Beatle invasion. It's an exciting time in the 60s. And so it is a little bit nostalgia for some people to watch this musical. And, of course, you have this, like we keep repeating, the songs are just fantastic and written by geniuses.
Well, the show has that kind of sly beat that is associated with Fosse, that gut appeal a lot of shows don't have.
That's right. It really does. But it also, you know, I think you'll laugh through the show. There's moments you'll maybe cry. I mean, it's not all a happy musical, and it has moments of sadness too.
Tell us a little bit about the story of this. It's about the title character, Charity.
Yeah, her name is Sweet Valentine Charity, and she is a over-optimistic, I should say, hostess at a dance club called the Fandango in New York City in the 1960s, who wants to leave this raunchy kind of nightclub and find a responsible or respectable life. Of course, along the way, she does meet a couple men. She's hopelessly romantic. She wants to find her Prince Charming, and we'll see if it really happens in this story.
Receptionist in one of those glass office buildings. Lever Brothers. No. Seagram's. 9 to 5? I'm gonna have my very own typewriter on the wood. And water coolers and office parties and coffee breaks. When I sit at my desk on the 41st floor in my copy of a copy of a copy of Dior, I'll receive big tycoons and I'll point to a chair. I'll say, honey, while you're waiting, how would you like to put it down over there?
And I'm gonna be a hat check girl at Sardi's East. And I'll wear one of them fine little black numbers, you know, cut up to here and down to there. Ooh, and all those hats coming in. Derbies, Homburgs. Ooh, and that cute little checkered number with the skinny brim and the feather. Check your hat, sir. Check your coat, sir. Check your vest, sir. Check your pants. Check your socks, sir. Check your shoes, sir. I can hold them while you dance. Check your eyes, sir. Check your ears, sir. Check and see if you are free. How about it? After hours, I'll check you and you check me.
I'm getting out too.
But baby, what can you do?
I don't know. But just get me out of here and I'll figure it out later. There's gotta be some life cleaner than this. There's gotta be some good reason to live.
And when I find me some kind of life I can live, I'm gonna get up, I'm gonna get up, I'm gonna get up.
La 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 la
what will the experience be like, and why will people enjoy Sweet Charity on stage at Butte College?
Well, you know, I love going to the theater and watching other shows, and if it's the community or professional theater, and I love to be entertained. And I think students, as well as the community, they come to this, they're going to be fully entertained by watching these fantastic dancers and actors, you know, that are just, they're just mind-boggling, the quality of acting we have. And then, of course, the singing, all three of those. And then you'll learn about yourself, too. This is a show about a young woman growing up and having some hardships along the way and trying to improve upon herself. It's also what theater is about, too. It's not just all about the you know, entertainment, but it's also about learning something, and that's what this show does too. It makes you think about, oh, the choices she made as a young girl, now she's making these choices. And I hope the audience walks away, not only feel they had a great night of laughter and fun, but that also, you know, maybe they learned something about themselves too.
Thanks, Barry, and congratulations on your last musical at Butte College. Here we have one of the actors. Tell us your real name and the name of the part that you're playing.
My name is Isaiah Hamilton, and I'm playing Oscar. Oscar is an accountant. He is a little bit neurotic, scared individual, definitely. And Oscar meets Charity, and Charity kind of helps him out in his dealing with his issues.
I really don't know what happened to me.
Oh, that's funny, because I know exactly what's happened to me. Here was a man with no dream and no plan. Then one crazy night I found Sweet Charity, you make life fun for me. Oh, what it's done for me having you around. Warm words I've never said. Lately pop off the top of my head. Incredible, if by and by you and I should be we, I could touch the sky quite easily. So if you are free, Charity, please belong to me. Sweet, sweet Charity, please belong to me.
And now I'm here with one of the dancers. A lot of dancing in this show. What's your name?
Justine Fuston.
You like to dance?
Yes, a lot.
What's exciting about the kind of dance that you get to do in this show?
It's very intricate. I don't know, it's different. I've never danced like that before.
Now we have another of the dancers, and he is also in the ensemble, so he plays a number of different parts. What's your name, your real name?
My name is David Servin.
From your point of view, how would you describe the dance numbers that you get to take part in this show?
The dance numbers are very intricate and very fun to attempt to do. Starting out, you just have no idea, but once you get to learn it, it's just another world.
Daddy started out in San Francisco, tooting on his trumpet loud and mean.
Suddenly a voice said, go forth, Daddy, spread the picture on a wider screen.
And the voice said, Daddy, there's a million pigeons waiting to be hooked on new religions. Hit the road, Daddy, leave your common law wife. Spread the religion of the rhythm of life. And the rhythm of life is a powerful beat. Puts a tingle in your fingers and a tingle in your feet. Rhythm in your bedroom, rhythm in the street. Yes, the rhythm of life is a powerful beat.
To feel the rhythm of life, to feel the powerful beat, to feel the tingle in your fingers, to feel the tingle in your feet. Daddy, go, 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 go.
And now we're here with the leading actor of the show, playing the title character, Charity. What's your real name?
My name is Sarah Gomez.
So what do you like about being in a big musical where you're dancing and singing and acting all together?
I like the pace change. It's always giving you something more, or it's telling more about the story along the way in a different tone. And so it keeps it from getting kind of dry. I mean, plays can get lengthy, it can be hard to keep track of the storyline, but then you throw in like a catchy tune and like things that tug at your heartstrings, and such remarkable, rememberable performances that come with the song as part of the musical. And that's, you know, what makes a musical awesome.
Tell me about your character and the journey that you take in this show.
My character, Charity. The journey that she takes through the show, she is looking for love. She's a hopeless romantic, and she really just wants to make life better. And she believes the key to that is finding a partner who can help her with life along the way. And, you know, she just wants to be loved, and she wants to love without limits back. And, you know, people take advantage of those who wear their heart on their sleeve. And so it's really a story of personal growth as she realizes what she really wants.
Is this the biggest leading part that you've had in a musical?
Yeah. I guess my only experience with musicals were always showcase based. And so you would get solos, but you weren't doing the entire show. You were doing five songs from a particular show. So you never got to really embrace and fully play the part. And so this has been really fun to have like a script involved as well as the song and dance.
Well, this show lets you be a star because you're the star performer in one of the big shows of all time.
Yeah, it's huge. I guess as I step into the shoes, I realize how big it was. Yeah, I've never known a role to keep you on stage as often as I'm on stage. It's been a really refreshing challenge, though, because I like to be challenged. And so, you know, that's how you grow. And I've learned a lot about stage stamina, that's for sure.
The musical Sweet Charity continues its run for three more days tonight, tomorrow night at 7:30, and the last performance is Sunday afternoon at 2. It's in the Black Box Theater in the Arts Building on the Butte College main campus. One of my favorite musicians and songwriters in the Chico area is Amir Malik. His band is called Paktukia, and that name comes from his family heritage. His father is from Pakistan, and his mother is from Kentucky, so Paktukia. Amir Malik became somewhat famous in the Chico area over the last 2 years, mostly for his song, Muslims Love Jesus Too. And he even starred in a short film based around that song, a film that was shown at the Shorts Film Festival in Chico. Amir Malik and his band have a big gig coming up in just 2 weeks from tonight at the Chico Women's Club. There's going to be a special concert starring Ruthie Foster. And Amir and Paktukia are going to be the opening act. Amir Malik has become known mostly for his holiday-themed songs. So let's listen to a tune written and performed by Amir Malik. This is for the holiday that's coming up next week, the Thanksgiving song.
I won't be coming home this year, I got too many bills to pay. So I'll be eating all alone on Thanksgiving Day. Well, this year has been so rough in each and every way. But I still got the time and love to write to you and say, Happy
Happy Thanksgiving, and I hope you're giving thanks, because there's folks worse off than you. Happy Thanksgiving, and I hope you're giving thanks, because that is the righteous thing to do. Now I'm hoping for turkey this year, cause they keep running through my yard. But I can't seem to catch one, maybe I'm trying too hard. At least I know I'll have cranberries, cause I got their old CD. And I'll just dream about pumpkin pie to warm my cold belly. Happy Thanksgiving, and I hope you're giving thanks, because there's folks worse off than you. Happy Thanksgiving, and I hope you're giving thanks, because that is the righteous thing to do.
And that's Weekend Showcase for this week. We'll be back next Friday at 3 o'clock. As always, we encourage you to enjoy the arts in your area. Go out to a play or musical. Go to an art gallery. Go hear some live music. Support the arts and the artists where you live. Weekend Showcase is a production of North State Public Radio, and I'm Tom Kinney.
Happy Thanksgiving, and I hope you're giving. Because there's folks worse off than you. Happy Thanksgiving, and I hope you're giving thanks, because that is the righteous thing to do. Happy Thanksgiving, and I hope you're giving thanks, because there's folks worse off than you. Happy Thanksgiving, and I hope you're giving thanks, because that is the righteous thing to do. Now I'm wishing a happy Thanksgiving Day.